I think in this case, in terms of Teresa's objection, the ballots are going out September 5th. So people will have their ballots in hand, either electronically or by mail, and can send them in immediately. Nobody's time to have to wait until October 20th.
But they
it's
do.
It's just that... Well, you know, I think if we communicate some sense of urgency and people have been well educated about the election, that hopefully we'll get the ballots back faster. But we, in the cases where people don't get their ballot or the ballot comes back to us and it has to be sent out again, you need that period of time to make sure people who want ballots and didn't get them and should have them can get them and still get their ballot in.
Okay. If I may, I'd like to insert some information for reference that was already sent to the committee listserv, but in case people didn't read it or for the people on the stream, it's important to know what happened in 2012, okay? For whatever reason, the National Election Supervisor was not hired until around June 15th, and that's obviously the earliest it could possibly happen this year, and that seems like extremely unlikely. But even in the best case, let's say, you know, it could be, then the calendar that the committee suggested and that was adopted by the ED, well, by the board and by the ED, was nominations opened on August 1st, okay? So it was a month and a half after the NES was hired was when it was deemed prudent to open nominations based on all the work to be done. First of all, that he had to hire five LESs, which he wasn't able to do until, I believe it was approximately July 15th to 20th, okay, which is why then the nominations couldn't open until August 1st. And then originally it was to go to the September 1st. There weren't enough candidates at a couple of stations, so it was agreed to extend the nomination period for two more weeks until enough candidates would file, which did happen. And then it went from there, and I won't go through it blow by blow because you have it in your email, but the bottom line is that the stations that met quorum were able to complete the ballot count and seat the delegates by the end of December, but I forget if it was two or three stations that did not meet quorum in both the staff and listener elections had to have the up to 4 week extension. I think they all had the 4 week extensions, which brought it into mid-January. So that seems to me to suggest that the working group's calendar is unfortunately just not realistic. That it's hard for me to imagine how nominations could open any sooner than August 1st, assuming we even hire an NES as early as June 15th or let's say even June 20th or 25th. Okay, back to the stack. That would be Jim next.
And then Janet K., can I get
and,
back?
Yeah, in? Jim, Hank, and then Janet.
Yeah. I still think we ought to look for the most experienced person to start the thing off and include in that and some suggestions, or strong suggestions, to each one of the stations to publicize as much as possible, and especially to get the ballots back in. I just feel as though if we can do that, we can get back on schedule as we should be. I'm just thinking that we should work as hard as we can to get back on schedule so that we can get the PNB back to the schedule it's supposed to be.
Okay, Hank.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
This is Marty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are now we have 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well, let's decide now how long to extend because we have to decide after this discussion whether we're taking any action or
right. Putting
it back to the working group or whatever we're doing. So I would say 10 more minutes. Any objection to extending 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, that's what we'll do.
Okay.
So, Hank is next.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. I definitely would not want the NES we had last time because she was absolutely
okay.
Excuse me.
Please stop talking about individuals. It is not appropriate to reflect on personal conduct or
I'm not
specific
talking
conduct.
About personal.
No. I misspoke. To discuss the conduct of individual personnel, you can talk about, you know, mistakes in policy or, you know, practices that were not carried out according to rules, but let's not evaluate any personnel on an open call, please.
All right. From my experience as a candidate in the last election at KPFT and having asked for help from the national office, their representative for elections was absolutely nil. So, and we had an inadequate experience with our local representative.
Okay, are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, several things. Based on what I was had read about the timing of the NES being appointed, in 2012, August 1st was kind of a breach of the bylaws after the NES was hired on June 15th or mid-June, whenever it was. I recall, and Margie might correct me, that at KPFA in 2012, there was a second meeting in December that was scheduled in order to seat the new board because of the delay in the elections. And then I have another point to add, so I don't know if Margie, you want to...
I'm sorry. I keep many things in my brain, but that...
You don't remember that.
That isn't there. I'm not disputing what you say, Janet.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
well, I can answer for
but,
BAI.
But anyway,
I can answer
yeah.
for BAI. We definitely did have to have a late December seating meeting. So that's
right. So that's another possibility to, and then you get into the holidays and all that. All right. So then, in addition to an NES having to be hired, you have to hire five LESs according to the bylaws. Or the NES has to hire them, and that takes time as well, and money. I mean, so that adds to how does this get paid for, but it also contributes to the timing of this. And I mean, there's all kinds of things that go into doing, you know, getting these elections going, the website and documents and all kinds of, there's a lot to get going. All right, I'll stop.
Okay, who else would like to speak?
Teresa, I'd like to say one thing.
Yes.
Let me remind you that, you know, the whole reason we decided about over 10 years ago to have these elections is that because KPFA did elections and they did it with volunteers. They didn't do it with any paid employees. Right. That's all I needed to mention.
Okay. Well, where do people want to go with this conversation? Let me just say...
Hank, I've got one more thing I want to say.
All right, go ahead.
And that has to do with the timing of sending out the ballots. It makes no sense whatsoever to send the ballots out in the middle of a campaign where people can start voting before the campaigns at the stations have had a chance to give everybody equal opportunity to access the listeners. And that's what happened last time, and it was a mess.
Okay. Let me point out that issue of the campaign on the air is not at this stage something we're looking at. Just we're keeping it to the kind of bare bones bylaws mandated dates or bylaws.
Well, it's in the timeline.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's something that doesn't have to be decided in this timeline. That can come a little bit later. We can make a recommendation on that. Right now we're just talking about, you know, to try to keep as close as we can to the bylaws, given that the whole thing is already, you know, a year late. How close can we keep to the intervals that are prescribed within the bylaws about this has to happen after that happens and so on. And the campaigning is not specified. So that's something I think we need to leave till a little later. So where do folks want to go with this process? Because we have different views on dates. We're clearly not going to hash out a calendar on the phone. Do we want to send it back? Do we want to ask the working group to take another stab at it based on all the points made tonight?
Yes.
Or do we want to wait till we hear back from the IED, since that will influence the whole process, and also the financial aspect of that may influence it? What do people think?
Michael, do the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
I guess I'd like to get a sense of the body if we seriously think we need to wait 90 days after the hiring of the NES to begin the ballot, you know, the nomination and the rest of it. Because if that's the case, we're talking about going well into next year. So I understand that that's the language in the bylaws, but all the other language in the bylaws, including the fact the election should have been held last year, has already been violated. We're trying to find some practical way to get the election completed in time to have newly elected LSBs for and then a PMB for 2015. So I think if there was some sense of the body that the interval between the hiring of the NES and the commencement of the actual election would be less than 90 days, we can come up with, you know, some calendar that's more like the one that happened.
Well, I agree.
Janet Kay?
Hold on.
Marky wants to be on the list.
Okay, were you done, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. So I heard, let's see, Teresa, Janet, and Margie. Okay, Teresa.
Teresa just says, I agree.
Oh, okay. Janet.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of kind of cherry-picking which bylaws to violate because, let's not go with the 90 days, but then let's not go with the whatever is laid out in the parts of the bylaws that require 30 days or 45 days for the ballots and the this and the that. I think it's a dangerous step to take, but I mean, we're kind of stuck with these bylaws. The bylaws need to be amended, but in the meantime, this is what we have. I don't know what to do, but I do think it should get sent back to the committee and also get the input from the IED.
I'd like to get on the stack as well.
That's Jane. Jane?
Call Lawrence to the stack.
Okay. So, Margie, we haven't heard from Jane or Lawrence
That's
on
fine.
This round, so let's have them first.
And we've got like 4 minutes left in our time.
Okay. Well, we can extend if we need to. Let's see how it goes. Okay. Go ahead, Jane.
Okay.
Tim, I'll add you at the bottom. Go ahead.
What?
I will
I was
add
first.
You at the bottom.
Well, I'm first. But
well, this is the first I'm hearing your voice.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
No, it was
Jane. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jane.
So, okay. Do you want me to speak?
Sorry. My mistake. Jane was first.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be brief. Again, I want to reiterate that I think that interpretation of the 90 days, it's not just a matter of wiggle room. I think we really have a different interpretation of what, you know, of the clause that follows it. Because that depends on what the relevance of March is in the preceding clause. So I don't think it's a matter of picking and choosing adherence to the bylaws. I really think the applicability of that in the context of the preceding and the phrase that follows that 90 days really casts doubt on a strict interpretation that the 90 days has to be adhered to. That's all.
Okay. Lawrence.
Is she a lawyer?
So,
and I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Am I on or
yes,
somebody
Lawrence,
else on?
Yes,
again?
Lawrence,
okay.
Kim,
thank
and
you.
Margie.
So, in regards to sending it back to the working group, I would seriously advise the committee to certainly provide some direction. Because yeah, right now what I'm hearing is a lot of confusion as to the interpretation of the bylaws. You know, are we going to violate the bylaws or are we going to take a progressive view of the bylaws or a strict interpretation of the bylaws. So I'm on the working group, so I just want to say that definitely should have some direction short of, you know, leaving this call tonight with the opportunity to really look at hiring the National Election Supervisor.
Okay, Kim?
Okay, so the 90 days is between what and what? Just before I say what I'm going to say, I just want to make sure what I'm saying is
it's
correct.
It's between the hiring of the NES
and
the opening of nominations.
Right. Okay, the reason for that time and part of what went wrong last time is the NES did not have enough time to, say, hire local election supervisors who were qualified. So it's not like, well, we don't think, you know, we should change the date, but there that date is needed for him. There's a reason why it's there for him to do what he needs to do in order to get prepared, which was part of the problem last time.
Okay. Margie.
Well, okay. So if I were going to give direction to this committee, I would say that I agree with people who think we can be flexible on the 90 days, and that I think it's really important that we find a way to make this work. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd change the bylaws dramatically and have elections only in odd-numbered years and all kinds of good things that I think are worth thinking about. But we don't have that situation right now. We have to deal with the hand that's been given us. And while I appreciate all the work that the committee did, I think that we can be somewhat flexible about the way we move forward with the language that's in the bylaws currently.
Okay. Anyone else want to address this?
Michael,
go ahead.
I just think that you recognize that the bylaws were violated when an NES was not hired in March of last year.
Of course.
And the election process did not go forward. So everything else follows from that.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks for the start.
We're out of time.
Oh, okay. Do we want to extend for 5 minutes? Is there any objection to a 5-minute extension to wrap this up?
Okay. No.
Okay. Hearing none, it's extended. Go ahead, Hank, and then myself.
Well, if I were going to give direction to this work group, I would tell them, what we need is something that doesn't focus so much on the bylaws, but focuses more on doability, actually being able to get it done this year. You know, the NES has to have plenty of time to develop a plan, hire the people, start implementing the plan. You know, maybe we don't need quite as long campaigns. Maybe we don't need quite as long a nominating period. But he has to have time to get the plan together. I mean, we're talking about it like he has very little to do.
Or she.
Yes, very, very much. Or she. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'd like to build on the last round of comments. I think what's really needed right now is a group of people willing to, and I share the applause for those who did put in the hard work for this time schedule, but I think that we need to ask folks to come back, take everything in on this call into account, and map out in detail, like, okay, based on past experience, if an NES is hired on day X, how many days will she or he need to put out the ads for LES, how many days give them to apply, how many days to interview, blah, 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 blah. Just really go step by step and figure out what's the quickest way to do it that does not cut corners in a way that's going to come back and haunt us all. So, you know, a reasonable time frame to do each step, not necessarily adhering to every specific number in the bylaws, since, as Michael said, that's a done deal. That's no longer true as of last year. But trying to keep to the spirit of the bylaws and what's realistic and practical. So I would not recommend that we take any hardline position on this, that, or the other tonight, but ask the committee to really do that detail work, come back with a recommendation, and then, you know, we can take a position at that time based on them making the case. This is practical, this comes close to the spirit of the bylaws, or not, and we can decide. So does anyone have a different way to proceed than just to kind of throw it back to them and ask them to relook at everything we've been discussing?
Janet Kay, I'd like to just add something to it.
Sure.
This is Margie.
Janet, then Margie.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a very good idea, but I recommend that the working group start with the NES, the hiring of the NES, and then the LESs, and then...
Absolutely.
Add
that's
that in.
Right. That's a okay. Gift. And actually, thank you for pointing that out. I think we might want to suggest that the working group not even have a meeting until we hear back from the IED, because that may change everything. I mean, I guess the committee, the working group could choose to have two meetings, which I don't think anyone would want. One to just decide the intervals regardless of when the clock starts, and the other then to say, okay, now that we know that there are three viable candidates, or now that we know that there are no viable candidates, that means the clock won't start till X, and that throws everything back, and, you know, take into account Teresa's point about the election, the government elections, and not conflicting, and blah, blah, blah. So my suggestion would be, let's give Bernard a reasonable time to respond, then schedule the working group based on him saying, you know, there are viable candidates, there are not, and then go from there. Does that make sense to wait, or do folks think the group should get going before he comes back with his report?
This is Margie. I wanted
ahead,
to Margie. Be on the list to just say
go ahead.
That I have to say that all of this makes me very nervous because, you know, we're once again extending our time in terms of how much time this committee's going to need to make a recommendation to the PMB, and, you know, then what happens there and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I just want to say that I'm feeling anxious about the time and getting stuff moving. You know, if we're talking about waiting another month, then by that time, whatever timeline we come up with may not be feasible. That's all. I'm just worried. That's all. I just want to share my worry.
Okay. Well, do you have an opinion on my question about whether the working group should wait for the response from the IED or just go forward without it?
I think the working
group... Lawrence, to the second.
Okay. Hang on, Lawrence.
I think the working group should go ahead without waiting for the response.
Okay. Or maybe could do two scenarios. If there are viable candidates, timeline X. If there are no viable or only one viable candidate, timeline Y.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Lawrence.
So timeline X. In terms of whether we should wait for the IED, maybe the IED could meet with the working group. You should schedule a meeting with the working group, and the IED can meet with the working group and give us an update. Then we'll report to the committee. Or the other thing to do is to try to expedite a meeting with the IED with the committee. So those are the two things that I would recommend.
Okay, any feedback on Lawrence's suggestion?
Janet Kay, yes.
Jim here.
Hold on, Jim. Janet and then Jim.
Well, first I thought that the secretary was going to contact the IED.
We didn't really
talk about when, you know, how that would work and feedback to the committee, I don't think. But, another suggestion would be for the working group to do all the, you know, set up all the different tasks within the different periods of time. And then when we hear back from the IED, if that needs to be adjusted, do that. You know, change it based on input from the IED.
Okay, Jim?
I agree with what Hank was suggesting, and what Margie was suggesting is that we take it back to the to to the to the committee and allow them to take the suggestion made from tonight's meeting and really hash out a real plan. Not that some of the discussion that we had tonight we had in the committee meeting as well. But I like for us, I think we can make this work if we include the election supervisor in our discussion.
You mean the IED?
Yeah, when they started, before they finalize anything.
Okay. All right. So can we try to wrap this up? So I don't know that that we can necessarily ask the IED, who's really got a lot on his plate, to have an extra meeting with the working group. I think the intent of the earlier motion was the secretary to email him and ask for an email response with the specified information. Is that, Michael, is that your understanding of what we adopted?
Yes, I was planning to send an email tonight. I can incorporate into the email a little bit of this. We talked in general terms about the timeliness depends on the appointment of the NES. I can
right.
explain a little bit further.
Okay.
We just discussed.
So then, you know, hopefully he can just answer the questions by email,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll know kind of where is the calendar based on the quality of the candidates. So can we then move forward to just have a simple motion to have the working group, the timeline working group, review the entire timeline, taking into account the issues raised in tonight's election committee meeting, and come back to us as soon as practical with one or perhaps two alternate proposed timelines. Is there any changes need to be made for that motion?
No, that's good.
I would think this, Hank.
Yes.
Not to horrify everybody listening out there, but I would say at this point, we need to focus less on the bylaws and more on the doability.
Yeah, I think that's been clear from this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. It didn't sound clear in the resolution there.
Well, yeah, I think it's taking everything into account because there are different views, and we, you know, at this point, the committee, the working group will just have to do the best it can to sort it out, and then it'll come back to us next meeting, and we'll make the decision what we want to recommend. Okay, so if there's...
Can you repeat your language?
I'll try. I wasn't writing it down. The committee asks the working group to revisit the proposed election timeline based on the various issues raised in tonight's discussion and to come up with one or, if necessary, two alternate timelines as soon as possible.
Good.
Okay.
And so is there any objection to that motion?
Point of information?
Yes.
Didn't we talk about including or the working group working on the different tasks and how long they would take?
Yeah, we could incorporate that. I think we're all here on this call hearing this, so I didn't think we needed that level of detail. But if you want, we could say including a careful analysis of all tasks required between different dates.
That's a good point.
Right, because there are people who are on the working group who aren't on this call.
Good point. Okay, that's fine. So any objection to that added phrase? Did you get it, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so without objection, then that's the motion. And let me just ask before we get off this point, who on this call is on the working group? Besides Michael and Lawrence, I didn't hear any other people
Jim?
Say that they were part of it. I'm sorry?
Jim? Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
No, I'm asking who else besides Michael and Lawrence who's on this
Jim?
Call?
I just said Jim.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Anyone else? On this call.
Serene was on it, but she's not here.
Right, Serene is not here. Anyone else? How about anyone who's not on the? Anyone else who's not on the call? Oh, so it was just four of you? Okay.
Yeah, Richard's on the working group too, right. And Serene.
Okay. All right. Does anyone who is on tonight's call want to add their names, want to be part of this? Okay. Well, that's fine.
Well,
so we have a
Janet Kay, I might, but all right. I can't really.
Well, let me ask one of you who is on the group to convene the next call. We can't get into the scheduling issue right now. It's 10:25, but could
this,
one of
this
you...
This Hank, I'd like to add my name to it.
Sure. Could one of you volunteer to just... you know, poll the people who are on the group to, you know, find a viable date for a meeting. It's not that much work. Please, one of you.
Well, Lawrence, for the stack?
Yes.
So, Serene did a really good job in convening the working group.
Right, but we can't volunteer people who are not here.
Right, okay. Sorry about that.
So, how about you, Lawrence?
I'm not really...
All you have to do is do a poll of the other people who just, you heard their names, plus the two people who are not here tonight. Just send them an email poll. Come up with maybe three options for dates that work for you. And then just, you know, kind of follow through on the poll when the results, and let the other people know which one got the most votes, and then... You know, set up the meeting. It's very simple.
Okay.
Great.
That sounds simple enough. All right.
Thank you so much, Lawrence.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So we got the working group. I think we're done with this item, and we can now move on to the next item. Well, okay. Let me just say what's left. Obviously, it's 10:27. It's time to adjourn. What's left, so you can keep this in mind for our next meeting, is next steps on cost-cutting measures, which I would remind people, or for those who weren't on the last call, included things like going to your local universities, League of Women Voters, clean government, whatever, groups, and seeing to what extent there might be free volunteer people who would play at least some of the roles of LES, and other methods for cost-cutting in the whole balloting and tabulation process. So that's one big chunky discussion we won't get to tonight. The other is just hearing where the different stations are on the question, on the motion that the PNB adopted about cleaning up membership lists. But the one thing we must do before we adjourn is set our next meeting date. So without objection, can we jump ahead to that meeting date item and defer the rest until next time? No objection? Okay. All right. So,
Janet Kay.
Janet, do you want to speak?
Yeah, I move that our next meeting be on Tuesday, June 17th at 5:30 Eastern Time.
You mean 8:30 Eastern?
Oh, 8:30, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Does anyone have a problem with Tuesday, June 17th?
Is there anything else on KPFTX?
Well, actually, Theresa, before we went on the stream, we spent some time going over it, and it's pretty solidly booked for most of the month until it gets really late in the month, which we want to avoid waiting too long. So
I'm just wondering, is there anything on KPFTX that conflicts with on June 17th?
No.
Your local KPFK finance meeting later.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So is there any objection to June 17th? Okay. Hearing none, then that's our next meeting, 8:30 Eastern.
Yep. Janet Kay, again.
Yes.
So I'm wondering whether we maybe should try to reserve another date in June, like Monday, June 23rd, or Thursday, June 19th, that we saw they were open because we'll need to meet again soon.
I second that.
I'm sorry, say that again, Margie?
I second her proposal. That we reserve a second day in June, just in case.
Okay. I think the 19th is awfully close to the 17th. Why don't we go with the 23rd?
Okay.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Monday.
Monday. And I think I might be out of town at that time, but is there any conflict on KPFTX with that date?
No, there's not.
Okay.
The other days open that same week are Wednesday the 25th or Thursday the 26th. Any proposals?
So the 23rd, the 25th, and the 26th are the options?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And there are no conflicts on KPFTX with them?
I'm looking at it. They're all available.
Earlier the better.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so one more time. Is there any objection to Monday, June 23rd?
I'm not objecting, but I will be on the road at that time. But.
Okay. All right, so...
I won't be available any date that week.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask one other question. On the June 17th, what time did we agree on?
The same time as always, 8:30 Eastern.
8:30 East. Okay, I thought I heard somebody say 5:30.
Yeah, that was a mistake. It was corrected.
Okay.
So, but let me check in about the 23rd. We're saying that's a provisional date that we'll go ahead and book on the calendar, but we'll assess at the end of the meeting on the 17th whether we need that second meeting. Is that correct?
Exactly right.
Okay. All right. I think we're set definitely on the 17th and possibly also on the 23rd. All right, so unless there's anything burningly urgent, we need to adjourn.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you all.
Thank you.